Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
What did you want? My account?
Yes.
I just want to make sure that my order number, I think, was 1-844-868-0030. And that's your phone number, right?
You said 1-644. Do you have an account with this woman?
No, I don't. You guys put a charge through my card that I did not authorize, and so I tried to cancel it. So I just want to make sure it was canceled. I have a cancellation number.
Oh, no problem. I'd be more than happy to look into that. Can I have your email?
The cancellation.
I'm sorry, zip code.
Oh, 90401?
90401. Thank you. What was the first and last name?
Tracy Conrad.
All right, Ms. Tracy, one moment while I locate that account. All right. Gotcha.
Sounds like you have a cold.
Well, I have sinus, bad sinus.
Oh. Where are you located?
In California.
Oh.
Okay.
Easy to have sinus problems here in Southern California.
All right, and what was the address?
1458 Lincoln Boulevard, number 7, Santa Monica, California, 90401.
Thank you. And I was able to locate the account for a contest entry, and the account is canceled. How can I help you?
So it says it was canceled?
Correct.
Did they refund the money to my account? It said that because in my bank account it said they took out $59.89. So did they caught it before they put it through? Or...
Let's see, now they canceled it for future charges. They didn't cancel that payment.
They didn't?
Correct.
Well, I don't want that payment. I have a cancellation number I never, ever authorized that $59.89 for something called Fitter Help. I don't even know what that is.
Okay. Well, yeah, it looks like what happened is you're all in a sleep state.
I can't hear you.
You're all in a sleep state where you pay $1 to $5. And you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum.
Yeah, I only authorized a $5 shipping charge if I got the Dyson vacuum, but it doesn't look like I got the Dyson vacuum. It looks like that was just some kind of scam to give me this Fitter Health, whatever that is. Is that a magazine?
Okay.
So I think the whole charge should be reversed. Did they take money out anyway?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I can't tell. I can't tell by my bank account if that charge was reversed.
No, ma'am. I stated that it wasn't refunded. It was only canceled for future charges.
No, well, I don't want that charge. I never authorized that charge. I don't want that charge. I do not want it as a credit, nothing. I want it refunded. And they, when I called before, they said they couldn't refund it until the payment went through my bank.
Okay. So you already spoke with your bank about it?
Yeah, my bank knows about it. In fact, I told them, I think they were going to call you too. I don't know if they did, but they told me to work it out with you guys before they could, but they can't really do a lot on their end. But I did not authorize that $59.89, and I want it to be put back in my account. I never authorized that $59.89, and I don't want it as a credit. I'm never going to purchase anything from this company, ever.
All right. So did you file anything with your credit card company?
Did I what?
Did you file anything with your credit card
company? I must have talked to you before because I can't hear her either.
Have you filed anything with your credit card company?
They're going to give me a form, yeah. They're supposed to send me a form in the mail. But I have a cancellation number.
Have the account pulled up. No, that's what we have to verify, if you already disputed with your bank or not.
Of course I spoke with my bank. I called in like the second I saw that you guys charged my card $59.89.
Let me read all the notes.
But then it hadn't gone through yet, so they said, well, you have to wait for the charge. Your company told me I have to wait for the charge to go through my bank. And so now I'm calling you to make sure that the charge got canceled. I did not authorize it. I don't even know what Fitter Health is. Is that a magazine? What is it?
It's an app. Meal Balance app that gives you information about meals.
Oh. I never authorized that charge. I don't need anything about meals.
Right.
And that charge needs to be reversed and put back into my account.
All right, well, since you already spoke with your credit card company, the only thing we can do is close out the account.
But what happens to that $59.89? I just lose it?
Well, I mean, if you have your bank to call us or call us with your bank saying that no dispute is filed, or you want to drop the dispute, we'll get a refund.
Can you say that again, please?
If you call back with your bank online to verify no dispute is filed, or you're willing to drop the dispute, we'll get a refund.
So I have to dispute it in order for you to refund it?
Well, you say that you already spoke with them. That's why I was asking, did you dispute or did you just speak with them?
I just spoke with them because they said I had to speak with you first. So I called you, your company, and they said, well, we can't do anything until it actually passes through your bank. And I'm like, well, it hasn't passed through my bank yet. I mean, it showed up, but it showed up as pending. So I waited until today to confirm that it was reversed. But you're telling me that it hasn't been. I mean, that $60 is a lot of money for some app for having food, by the way. And I would never, ever, ever do that because I'm a very healthy eater.
Okay.
The only thing I authorized was a $5 charge for shipping for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. That's the only thing. It was a shipping charge of $5. That was the only thing I authorized. I never authorized anything for Fitter help. So it's just wrong. I mean, I was scammed. I feel like I was scammed.
All right. Well, I apologize about the misunderstanding. I'll go ahead and start and give me a 35% refund.
A 35? No, I want a full refund.
I'm sorry. Won't you allow my
I
mom,
want a
please?
full refund. I did not order that. It was not, there was no misunderstanding over here. I'm not taking 35%. I want a full refund.
Well, 35%.
If you're not authorized to give that to me, I want to talk to someone who is authorized. Because this is ridiculous. First of all, you wouldn't reverse the charge, even though it hadn't gone through, even though it was a pending charge in my bank account. And then until it was an actual charge, so then you actually charged it. And now you're saying it's a credit on my account, and I'm never going to buy anything from this company. And I didn't even authorize that charge in the first place. And now you're saying you're only going to give me 35% of that back?
All right, let me see one more. I can
that makes
more.
No sense. What?
Let
that
me
makes
see one
absolutely
more.
No sense. And I think it's illegal. I want the full amount refunded, $59.89. If it's showing that it went through my, if it's showing as a credit on my account, I want it. I don't even have an account with you. I've never bought anything from you before.
I'll go ahead and as a credit, I'll give you 50%. That's half your money back.
Say that again?
50%.
You'd be 100%. Thank you. That's what it needs to be.
Give me one moment. Thank you for holding. So I did go ahead and get a full refund. Now it's going to be $5.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
It is a $5 processing fee.
Now there's a $5 processing fee. No, I want it completely refunded. It was a mistake. I never ordered it. Just no, I want it a full refund.
Well, the $5 processing fee has to be taken out, ma'am. I can give you the refund, the 54.97.
I want a full refund. I did authorize this charge, and now you're saying you can't refund it. First of all, I didn't say you said it, but your company said that you can't reverse the charge. When I called the same day that this whole thing happened, I called the same day, and the company said they couldn't do anything until it went through my bank account. And now you're saying you're going to charge me $5 for something that I didn't even authorize for you to do. It's just, it's not right.
So I did go ahead and fully refund it to one-time courtesy, and you receive 3 to 5 business days.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again? I'm not hearing you very well.
You receive a 3 to 5 business days.
I'll see the what?
Your refund 3 to 5 business days.
For how much? $59.89?
Yes.
And no $5 fee taken out.
The full refund, $59.89.
So I'm going to get a full refund of $59.89 on my credit card.
Correct.
Okay. And do you have how do I check that
you receive
happened?
An email within 24 hours.
You have my email address?
Yes.
So you're going to see I'm going to get an email that says
CACONRADSTR@gmail.com.
Yes, TracyConradster@gmail.com.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with?
No. Can I have your name, please?
Kaylin.
Down. Pardon me?
Kaylin.
Kaylin? How do you spell that?
K-A-Y-L-E-N.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to wait for your email pardon me?
No problem.
I'm going to wait for your email for a $59.89 refund of my card.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a good day.
Okay. You're very hard to understand, just so you know. But maybe it's my hearing. I don't know. Okay. Do I get a confirmation number or anything on that?
You can see us in Charlie. 920-654.
Is it 654 or C-54?
Six, all numbers. 009.
Okay, C920-654-009.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you. Thank you for understanding.
Thanks for calling customer support. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye.